Video: President Biden's voice hoarse in debate with former President Trump. By Amy Furr on June 27, 2024. President Joe Biden's D voice sounded hoarse when he took the stage to debate former President Donald Trump on Thursday evening in Atlanta, Georgia. When Biden began answering a question from CNN host Jake Tapper about what he would say to voters who feel they are worse off under his presidency than Trump's, Biden said, "We gotta take a look at what I was left when I became president," he said, coughing. "What Mr. Trump left me, we had an economy that was in free fall, the pandemic was so badly handled. Many people were dying," all he said was, "It's not that serious, just inject a little bleach into your arm. You'll be all right," he added. As the president continued speaking, his voice seemed slightly hoarse or as if he was on the verge of losing it. According to Breitbart News, during the debate, Biden will try to destabilize the significant advantage his general election opponent, Republican former President Donald Trump, has built in recent months. The outlet noted, "The historic debate, coming as the opening salvo of what will be a similarly monumental general election, since this is the first time in the television era and since the 19th century that two presidents will face each other on election day, is also the first time in many elections that a general election debate is not structured by the Commission on Presidential Debates, CPD. The now essentially defunct CPD lost the confidence of both parties, and the two campaigns, the Trump and Biden teams, negotiated the terms of the debate themselves with CNN and agreed on the rules." Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden recently argued in favor of her husband's advanced age while on the campaign trail, Breitbart News reported June 14. She said he is a healthy, wise 81-year-old, while also adding that age is a gift, the article stated. In February, an NBC News poll found that 89% of Americans were concerned that Biden lacks the physical and mental health to go into a second term, Breitbart News reported.